Yeah, I want to tell you that I've collected my salary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So how much?
95,000. So how much should I send to you?
Send 90K.
No, baby, let me send 94,000. You will need money. Let me send 94K.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, there. That's my love. So where are you?
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of The Complete Man. Happy new month. Welcome to the month of September, the ninth month of the year. We're getting close to the end of the year. I hope you guys have set out goals you want to achieve by the end of this month. I wish you guys good luck in all your endeavors. So jumping right into today's topic, simping part two, pimp to a simp. Well, it's not a specific question, but an answer to a whole lot of questions. You guys have been eating me up. It's just like same vibe of question. And my answer is, simping gets you nowhere. I always tell guys this, it gets you nowhere, except for being hot, being used, and having a free ticket to the friend zone. So people asking, how can I prove myself? I don't think she's really feeling me. How can I let her know I really like her? Like I said, if a girl really likes you, she's really interested, she won't stress you. So you see, how can I really show her I really do like her? You don't have to show too much. Once, twice, that's all. Maximum twice. You don't need to show too much. You're saying simping. See, going out of your way to get approval, validation, acceptance from her, it's simping. You want to get her love, so you have to do all this, do that, buy her this. For how long? Like I said, simping doesn't work. Doing all those things will not work. She will just see you as a friend. Truth is, simps don't let their intentions known. They just sit there and say, okay, they feel when they do this, supposed to be like this. Like I told you, girls are loyal to their emotion. It's whoever they respect and they love and the emotion goes with, they end up with. You doing all that, she won't have pity on you one day. And if she finally have pity on you, it's because she finally just want to settle with you. And guys will be there saying, but this, but that, but. But what? Okay, she's going out with other guys. How are those guys getting it? Because those guys are following the formulas that they use to get the girls. And I lay it down for you guys. I give you guys the blueprint. I give you guys the plan. But you guys neglect it and choose to, okay, I want to simp. I want to do this. If I can do this, since I have money, if I can do this, I should get a validation. I should get acceptance. That is simping. So guys, I want you guys to go now. Go to Twitter now and follow me on Tamey_Junior, which is TAEMEE_JNR, and I follow the main account for this podcast, Complete Man Podcast. It is at The Complete Man, which is TheComplete Man, The Complete Man. So go there. I drop daily dose of tweets about self-development. I've said this already before, just go there and follow me. I have a lot of guys there that drops gems on self-development, on simping, on self-improvement, being a high-value man, being your masculine frame. I have a lot of guys and kings there doing the main thing. So you guys should go to Twitter over there. I know it's another word over there, but go there, follow us, put on your notification, and if you have questions, go DM me from there. And I should drop my number at the end of this episode though. So guys, moving from simping to pimping. Yeah, talking about Twitter, I saw a post on someone said he chased his wife for 15 years. I saw another one chased his wife for 7 years.
You not get work, Abi?
For me, that's simping for 7 years, simping for 15 years. What do you think the lady was doing for those 15 years? She was going with other guys, jumping from one guy to another. Years pass by. She's old already, so she comes back to settle with you. And that is what they call hypergamy. That's the topic for another episode. Guys, stop chasing women. Guys, so moving from simping to pimping. Like I said, simping won't take you anywhere. Giving her the world, giving her everything you have just for her to like you, it doesn't work. Of course, she will like you. She will keep you around. She will say, I can't date you, but let's just be friends for now. Anything can happen in the future. She's trying to practice hypergamy on you. Run, flee. If she won't take you now, don't take her later. That's the truth. There are other ones, there are other fishes in the sea, and go for them. So guys, stop doing all that. Don't do too much. Which brings me to this that I want to say. A month ago, I met a girl. It was concerning a business stuff. So she got my number. She booked me for a session, for a seminar. I attended it. From there, we started talking, and I wasn't really pressured to do the business stuff. She was always checking up on me, this and that. Staring away from the business stuff, we started kicking things together, we started talking, she started DMing me. Well, let me say she was kind of simping for me, yeah, because she's always blowing up my DM.
You mean this way they talk?
Now it's not even about the business anymore, because I feel she wants to be as if she's chasing me because of the business. That's about maybe she likes me and that's not like that. So she was like, she actually find me attractive, I'm good looking, blah blah blah. And regularly she blows up my DM. I was like, see, I told her one day, I was like, you have to just chill. I'm a very busy person, so we should just find time and talk one-on-one. All these phone calls, all these chatting, it doesn't really work with me. And this is how a pimp should talk. Not seems to be, oh, okay, I usually don't get girls' attention. Let me give her my time, let me give her this, and let me give her that.
Get serious.
Guys, show her you have pride. Show her you have self-respect. You're not really jumping into her. Calls you, call her back, what's up, I missed your call. Sometimes you don't even call her back because she will call back and you tell her you're busy. The time she blew up my DM, like, I was angry that day. I just put my phone on airplane mode and I just got up on my day. It was the following day. She was not like, she feels I don't talk to her. Like, no, I'm just busy. That's it. So, it happened. Well, she set up a date. We went. I had to even tell her, if you're buying my time, you have to buy me a meal and all those kind of things. But I had later paid for the meal. We had a nice time and, you know, the rest is history though. So, guys, that is how it's supposed to be. She's supposed to be the one chasing you because you are attracting ladies, because you are focused on yourself. And what even kept her chasing is I kept the mystery. We talked for long on phone sometimes, because sometimes I really ignore her and she plays this trick of this and this, she plays the victim and I'm always talking to her, what is this, blah blah blah, why am I ignoring her? So I was like, okay, let me give you a time, let's talk, I'm free today, let's talk. And we talked, and she was the one doing most of the talking. I barely told her anything about me. I was just beating around the bush and telling her, you know what, I'm really cool talking all this on phone. When we meet, let's talk. And that's me saying we should set up a date. She had to bring up the date idea. I was like, you know what, that doesn't work for me. I had to set up another day, another time, and a venue for us to meet. And that is how it's supposed to be. Not you always trying to give her your time. Don't let her buy your time. Let her beg for your attention. That is the way it's supposed to be. And that is how pimps behave. So I'll be measuring things sim do and pimp don't do. So if you hear any of these and you're doing it, that means you are a simp and you need to change. So before I start, there's a difference between simp and a nice guy. You know, people say simp, nice guy. But what they have in common is they don't usually win the race. They don't usually finish. A nice guy is someone that's generally nice to everybody, both the guys, the girls. And nice guys originated from their mom. Yes, our mom always teach us to treat girls nice, treat women nice, treat the female gender nice, that's what they want. But truly, deep down, that's not what they want. That's what they tell the one, but that's not the one. So, first is, simps are nice because they want to get the girls. Yeah, they want to get what's in between the girls' legs. A nice guy is actually nice to everyone. But simps are not really nice to guys because there's nothing the guy, they want to benefit from guys. So, they're usually being nice to the girls just to get what they want. And once they get what they want, they flee. So, the thing is, simps are usually manipulative. They do everything they can, buy this, buy that, just to get it. And most of the times they don't get it. Check out a pimp. A pimp is actually looking for a loyal woman, a woman with integrity, a woman with self-respect, a woman that have something going for herself. But a simp is looking for he doesn't care if she has anything going for herself. She has self-respect. He will take any bullshit she gives him just for him to get it, just for him to get what he wants. The thing is that a simp will always accommodate rubbish, paying for dates and not getting anything, and yet the pimps get whatever he wants. He's so focused is himself, so once he focuses on himself, he attracts ladies, and at the end of the day, he still gets what he wants without struggle. Secondly, simps are too clingy and too needy. So if you are clingy and too needy, ASF, girls don't like guys that are always in their DMs. Simps, understand this, girls don't like guys that are always in their DMs. Bro, get a life. Like, that stuff is so unattractive. Yes, give her attention, but not for free. Let her pay for the attention. Let her pay for the validation. Let her beg for it. And when she's begging, you don't still give it to her. But if you're always there, always available, always in her DM, always calling her, always reachable, always there.
What kind of a man are you?
She's not going to cherish you. And guys, you need to act like the prize. Be the prize, because you are the prize. And you are a king. So any lady that doesn't see you as one, you kick her to the curb. There are a lot of better looking women out there.
Don't trip.
So guys, have pride. Have pride, guys. The third one is financial flirting. I don't need to talk too much about this. You guys already know. Spending money, lavishing money just for her to like you. Just for her to open her legs for you. Bro, that's disgusting, and that is so manipulative, and that is unattractive to ladies. Ladies already know, once this guy is flirting money, spending money, she knows what you want and she's not ready to give it to you. She doesn't respect you. She doesn't find you sexually attractive. She's going to tell you no. And guys, know this, if a lady only calls you when she needs money, when she wants to solve, when she needs to get this or get that, when that's when she calls you, kick her to the curb. Number four, your dressing. You need to dress like you don't care who is the king, or you need to dress like someone that is the king. You need to dress like the king. You are the prize. Dress cool, smell nice. Number five, same things. If this lady keeps me around, she will change her mind. Of course, she will. That's Akagami 101 straight up.
God have mercy upon us.
Keeping you that, oh, when I'm through with my old face, when I'm through with experiencing life with other guys, I'll come to you. That's what they do. But guys, don't fall for it. She has really been nice to you and she keeps you around because you are always useful. Yes, guys, don't do this, because when we see a girl, we like this girl. Oh, I don't mean like her again, we just push her aside. But girls, we actually keep you. Keep you at their back pocket just to use you later. And that is simping. You staying there is simping. Once she says she's not attracted to you, maybe later. I've told you, if she doesn't accept you now, don't accept her later. Walk away, guys. Walk away. If a girl tells you, oh, I have a lot of male friends, I have a lot of this, I have a lot of that, she means she has a lot of suitors, a lot of guys have asked her out, but she has told them no. And they're now her friends. So you should know what you're going in for. So when you see that kind of thing, it's a red flag. Run. Run, bro. Run. Just because she keeps you around doesn't mean she likes you. Of course, she will like you. And understand is men and women are different. The male gender benefits nothing, basically. Now, let me tell you what the female gender benefits. Free dinners from him, the guy's money, the guy will hold doors for her, male servant, the guy will act as a servant towards her, attention, he gives all his attention to her, the lady is never wrong, she is treated like a princess, the guy protects her, free gifts from the guy. As you can see, there's nothing in a relationship that exclusive benefit the male gender. That's the truth. So most times guys are just in a relationship and they're acting as simps. Guys are in a friendship with a girl and they're acting as simps. Because when a lady friends on you, she's not giving you sex. Most times she's not giving you emotional support. Most times she has no status to offer you. But yet, you give her a free dinner, you give her your money, you hold door for her so she can enter and come out. You act as a male servant, you're giving her all your attention, validation, putting her on the pedestal. You never find her wrong, you're always finding her right. You treat her like a princess. You are protecting her from harm most times when both of you are together. Example, maybe arms or a threat is coming towards her, you protect her. At the end of the day, you still give her a free gift. And what does she give you? Because she's not giving you sex. Most times, they don't give you emotional support. At all times, they don't offer you status. So you are basically a simp. And as a simp, ask yourself this. Are you hearing from her regularly? Are you getting... Is she reciprocating the energy you are giving to her? Is she sending you stuff to feel good? Does she do anything besides taking your money, your time, your attention, your validation? See guys, ladies are notorious. Yes, permit me to say that. They may just wake up in one morning and be like, oh, this guy hasn't taken me for 2 months. Let me just check up on him so that it won't be as if. That's just rubbish. And guys, I've told you guys, never say this to a chick when she tells, I've known that for a very long time. What happened was this, was that. Never tell her, I thought that's what you want. I thought you didn't want to talk to me. Never do that. Never do that. It means you're playing a game. Tell her you were busy. You had other things going for yourself. You had other things to do. You have been caught up with work and other things. And even in the midst of the call, you know what? We'll talk later. I have to go. That's it. Let her know she is not a priority in your life. Because these ladies don't actually care. They don't care about you apart from your money, your attention, your love, your attention you give to them and the validation you give to them. Truth is, they only care about what you give them for free. So guys, once you observe a lady is doing all this, kick her to the curb. Run for your life. Don't be a sim. If you are giving things because you want something from them and you're not getting it back, she's not reciprocating the energy. Leave her alone. Leave her alone because you're just simping. And I've told you guys, ladies will never be loyal to the things you have done for them. It's the person they still respect, the love, the envy to be with, they will end up with. That's the truth. And the final step to being a pimp is accepting you're a simp, because you are still a simp if you haven't just admitted it to yourself. Yes, I'm a simp. What I've been doing has been stupid and foolish. I have to change for the better. If you have not admitted it, you are still a simp, because you keep giving excuses and watching guys are being disgraced on Twitter or Instagram and you laugh at them, but you still do it low-key. You still pay money to OnlyFans, and you are not different from the guys that pay money on OnlyFans just to see a lady, just to see foot, just to see waist, just to see what you can't even touch. So guys, I need you guys to have the courage and comfort and be like, I'm a simp and I have to change. Yes, I was a simp years ago and I learned giving free things isn't cherished. they have to pay for it. They have to earn it. Giving a bunch of free Instagram likes, comments, appraiser, putting on pedestal validation, attention won't get you anywhere. It just gets you being hot. Like I usually say, caring only makes you weak. Yeah, you can care for your loved ones, the ones that are always there for your mom, your sister, your friends. I mean, your guy friends. But giving free things, when you want something, you don't get it. Only gets you hot and being used. The truth is, the dating market is just so messed up. And the ladies are winning over there. So you simping is just making it worse. Stand your ground and tell them what you want. If they can't give it to you, let go. I want relationship. Oh, I don't really want a relationship now. I only like you as a friend, as a brother, blah, 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 shit.
Hey, sister, are you okay?
Tell her, okay. Cool, but it doesn't work for me, and you walk away. That's just the truth. But if you are there, I'm hoping one day she will finally see you, waiting for that crack to open, being her friend all along. Yeah, you could be her friend. I don't do any of those shit. Don't simp. Just be yourself and find another girl for yourself. And that thing I want to say is, guys, stop revolving your life around women. Go to school thinking women. Go to work women. Go to worship place women. Go to the gym women. Focus on you and the women will too. Don't let women run your world. And it is a mistake people used to do. Loving a woman, caring for a woman is not simping. Simping is when you do it and she's not reciprocating the energy. And you keep doing it and you know I am trying to buy her love, affection and attention. That is simping. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for your time. Thanks for your patience. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to share it with your friends and family. If you have any question, any contribution, any addition, drop it in the message section. I can drop it in my DM at Twitter or my phone number 090-723-92666. That's just my number. So you can DM me on that on WhatsApp. Yes, the king is back. Like my previous episode, I said Shola and Ed King were cancelled on Twitter. Yeah, they got suspended. But now they are back with new accounts. But the funny thing is Shola got suspended again, which is just such a pity. I find it revolting. Like, well, this is what the punishment you get for doing this movement. Like I said, well, we'll just push through with any means we can. Like, it's even understandable if faction of women are even reporting Shola's account, but how do you describe when grown men, matured men, supposed matured men, who are reporting his account? Like, why will your fellow man's social growth be a threat to masculinity? Well, with envy, jealousy and hatred, it has happened. Well, I hope you'll be back because it does a lot on improving masculinity in Nigeria and in the world.
So, and he wrote a book about simping. He wrote a book about eradicating simping, which is called Becoming a Better Man.
Well, you could DM me if you want his book. It comes at a price.
Talking about other books, there is 7 Years a Simp by Chuck Valentine and Simp to Slayer by Corey Smith. There's also another book called Simp Chronicles and Don't Be a Simp. I recommend Becoming a Better Man by Babatunde Olushola. So I would love you guys to go and get the book.
My name remains Isaac Temidayo. Femi for short. Stay safe. Stay blessed. Keep the energy high. Once again, happy new month. I wish you guys good luck in all your endeavors, all your work, all the box you have created that may be ticked at the end of the month. I wish you guys well. Stay safe. Stay fresh. Dress like a king and act like one. Go to the gym and flex those muscles. Remember, focus on you and women will too. Until next time, remain a complete man.